The Zone, good morning.
Marty, as I live and breathe.
It's been an age.
It has. You know, I was feeling a little under caffeinated. And now you've just woken me up with myself. It's fantastic.
It's good to wake up with yourself. Otherwise, you're kind of out of body experience.
You've kind of lost the plot, if you
are. Well, you have a bit, in fairness. Listen, firstly, welcome to Cork,
which is where you are. Thank you so much, yes.
For the Guinness Jazz Festival.
Yes. I'm kicking off the festival tonight.
Yes.
And also another show tomorrow night. And seemingly they're both sold out, but you never know. You never know.
There'll be a queue now.
Oh, I hope so.
Now, not that we made it Album of the Week, so that won't help.
What can I say to you except thank you. My sister and my brother-in-law who live in West Cork have been listening religiously to this all week. Every morning, reporting back to me on what you've been playing. You've been an absolute joy. Thank you so much.
Well, you see, you've got a great person in your corner, Eilish Toohey, who we know over
the years.
Oh, yes. And she's so determined.
Yes. Yes.
Determined.
She's Miss Determination.
That is, in fact, her second name. I'd never thought of that. I'm going to call her that in future. But it is about that, isn't it? It's about the advanced people saying, you got to listen to this. Because there's lots of music out there, and as you know, lots of people on Spotify and stuff. But you need someone to get the CD in their hand and then listen, and then get the real sense of what it is.
Yes, because ultimately, you're so right, Marty, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of records being released every single day. And when it comes to streaming and online, it's every minute. So you've got to actually make a difference to stand out for people to take notice, because once you hear the music, you're on.
You are.
You get it.
And listen, jazz for you, like in your house, it wasn't always jazz, was it?
No. That's why I love your show. I mean, why? I really do. And we spoke about this last time. The fact that all music, it's our language, it's our vocabulary, and that shouldn't mean that you only listen to one or the other. Our father was an opera singer at Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, for 35 years.
Handel Owen,
indeed. A fine Welsh tenor. So, of course, our lives were spent at the opera house. Yeah. Every opportunity we could have was classical music everywhere, but at home, there was also this incredible collection that he had of jazz. He was an absolute jazz man. My mother was a huge big band fan and a great dancer.
Fantastic.
And every kind of music, everything that gives you goosebumps and makes you feel, that's what music's all about.
Yeah.
And we can't be snobs about this.
Well, shouldn't be.
And it's like they exist side by side. So it's this album is literally a celebration or an homage, really, to the 45s that he collected as a kid of these unbelievably unapologetic, trailblazing powerhouse women at the piano, the Nellie Lutches, Julia Lees, the unsung woman who went past, and we often forget the Pearl Baileys. Okay, Peggy Lee's in there, Blossom Dearie is a little less known, but these were the true trailblazers for women, unapologetically themselves, and did it on their own terms.
Tell me about Nellie Lutches. That's a great track called He's a Real Gone Guy on the album.
Oh, yeah. She was called The Real Gone Girl for that reason. Now, the reason he was a huge fan of hers is because this music, these were singles in Britain, in Europe.
Yes.
He heard them as a kid, but of course, in America, they were for an African-American audience only. This was black radio that was hearing this music, some hip white people were hearing it too.
Yeah.
But in Europe, these were hits. So Nellie Lutcher was coming over, selling out huge theatres like the Prince of Wales in London and being mobbed by her fans and having to have a police escort to get back to the hotel.
That's great.
But, she went back to America and she was going through the kitchen. This is pre-civil rights, remember, everyone.
I know.
It's a heartbreak, and that's one of the, and to me, when I heard Nellie Lutcher's Fine Brown Frame, that was the first song, when I heard her music, my sister and I were singing and dancing around the house with joy. We didn't understand the innuendo and double entendre. These are sexy songs, they really are.
We've noticed that,
haven't you? But, the truth is, they're with a sense of humour, they're with a wink, with a nod. We're all having fun.
Yeah.
And these songs are about joy.
Powerful, joyful songs. Will we give them a taste of A Real Gone Guy?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's do it, then. Don't move an inch.
I met a guy while walking down the street. He looked at me, I looked at him. He took my hand, he held my hand. He's a real gone guy, I love him, did I do. Yes, he is real cool, world. His technique simply took me out this world. He filled my heart with joy and cheer. He told me the things that I long to hear. He's a real cool guy and I love him, did I do? Yes, he is real cool. Real cool. Real cool, he's real cool. He's a real gone guy and I love him, did I do?
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's fantastic, that one. He's a real gone guy. And it's bold, but it's brilliant. Listen, what sort of a band have you got with you?
Now, you're hearing them right now. I have, you know, for my first, and I'm so, let me say again, thank you so much for supporting me in my first performance at the Jazz, the Court Jazz Festival. It's incredible. These are the players that you will hear tonight and tomorrow night. I have brought them over from New Orleans. This record was recorded in New Orleans. I live in New Orleans.
Yes.
And it could not have been recorded anywhere else, because the joy and what they call the grease, which is just this incredibly fun quality, but it's in the DNA, it's in the bones of that city and those players.
So these gentlemen will be with me,
David Tokunowski on piano, that trumpet, that cornet player is a star player at Preservation Hall, which is basically the temple, the legendary temple to jazz. Kevin Lewis.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary thing to get to be, you know, a kid hearing this music and to then be able to relive it. And you know what, Marty? I made this record because I was so depressed in COVID. Who wasn't? Come on, Norma. Mm-hmm. I wanted to come out of COVID with something joyful and full of life and happiness that made the audience want to get up and dance, because we all need this so badly.
That's for sure.
Is what these women were all about. In hard times, they were talking about the joy. And so I feel like that's why it's really connecting with people. That's why people are just loving it. I'm over the moon, really.
You're loving it yourself, I think.
I am enjoying it.
Do you remember Ebb and Flow, that album you had years ago?
Yes.
That's your own record label, isn't it?
Oh, yes. This is all coming out of my own record label.
Yourself and your husband?
Yes, that's right, because I figured, you know, myself and my fantastic husband Harry Shearer, the two of us have been always in control of our art. And it's interesting, because all these women were signed to Capitol Records. I was signed to Capitol Records.
Yes, yeah.
And the one thing that you know when you've been through a big studio is often, it either goes well or you think, I'm never doing that ever again.
I will be in control
of everything that I do in life. And
well,
so we thought,
great that you did that.
So now we basically license it out to different territories.
Yeah.
And in that way, I get to make the record I want,
fantastic.
Like this. You know.
Is he with you or is he stay at home?
No, he's back in America right now. He's in LA writing, hopefully, a film. So he's busy.
Bills have to be paid. Art is all very fine, but you must pay your bills.
It's art and commerce, Marty.
Yes,
it's the balance.
I know. He's a very talented fella.
He's an amazing man, and it is extraordinary. You know, I knew Harry for This Is Spinal Tap, and I didn't know he's about The Simpsons at all when I met him. But
not at all until
I actually went to America. But the nicest thing for me is being with somebody who, let's just say, he is... I love comedy. I love laughing. I have to. It's like the flip side to the dark side that's in me, in all of us.
Sure.
But music and comedy are the things I love. Well, and food, of course. And Harry, it's comedy, music, food. It's the same thing. So to find that in a partner is really an extraordinary thing, especially when you're both entertainers.
I do like living in the States. You're happy?
I do. I spend most of my time in New Orleans, and that is a city that gives and gives and gives. If you're
a
musician... Marty.
I know, it's a disgrace.
Marty, where is your travel agent? I'll call them up right now. Come on.
It's ridiculous. The circumstances were never just right.
The stars align, you know the unofficial mayor and mayoress of New Orleans now. I'm pretending, of course, but we will show you a great time. The thing that I love about New Orleans, and it reminds me a lot of being here in Ireland, people want to talk, people want to connect, converse, they want to socialize, they do want to have a community, and there's a great community there, and people play music. They do. The music is a necessity. It's not for making. You know,
it's deep. We know the music, and it's so deeply felt
there.
We know that. Oh,
it's
deep. Oh yeah. And listen, when I remember something else you did, you had these these Christmas Without Tears, these charity shows. Do you remember?
Oh, I've got the big one coming. You know, for 2 years.
Are you still doing them? Just explain.
Yes.
Because you did them all. You did them in London, New York.
Yeah. I did it all over Seattle, LA, the lot. This is a show that Harry and I did because I was so homesick when I was in America for my family.
Yes.
And I'd get, you know, I have a dark side to me. I think we all know that if you listen to my own music.
We've heard the album. We know.
Listen. Mm. So this is the flip. So it's Christmas Without Tears was literally a show that we took to the stage out of our house where we used to throw a party every year, and it was the antidote to how bad I felt every Christmas, you know, being far away long in America. And we took it to the Walt Disney Concert Hall down in LA, which is a huge, beautiful concert hall, a 2,000-seater, because it was the year of Katrina, and we raised money for our beloved New Orleans, and we've been raising money for people ever since, whether it's the homeless, whether it's for New Orleans. It's always New Orleans. This year is probably the biggest ever. It's been off, obviously, for 2 years with COVID, but now we're doing it again in the Orpheum, in the only one we're doing this year, in New Orleans, and it's for an incredible charity that a friend of mine works in called the Innocence Project that fights to get innocent men and women that have been wrongly convicted out of prison.
I see.
Which is, I think, is a remarkable thing.
Sure,
you know, because that's a business in America.
Did
it's a business.
Say, do you say you're doing this again this year?
Yes, it'll be the biggest, I think.
Where?
At the Orpheum in New Orleans. So far, we've got Annie DeFranco, John Goodman, some of the Neville brothers. It's going to be a big, big show.
Look at this face.
Yeah.
That was a Neville brother. Do you remember him?
Oh,
look
yes.
at this face.
Yes.
Aaron Neville.
Yes. What a voice.
You see?
What a voice.
I know. A fantastic voice.
Yeah.
Did he do a duet? Was it Linda Ronstadt?
That's right.
Nonsense. All
this
nonsense.
Yes. What a memory you've got.
There's nonsense in my head. None of it's of any value, but it just sits there pointlessly.
It has value to me.
Comes out. Well, I think it's spoofer. Now, the other thing. Will you be going back to The Simpsons again, do you think?
Will I be?
Mm.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, you know, I it's so funny. I said this on TV the other night. It was like, you've been on The Simpsons animated yourself. Did Harry get you that? And I said, you know, the best news of all is that nepotism does not happen in my family that much.
He didn't get it for you.
No, he didn't.
He's a lousy partner.
Isn't he dreadful?
Another one.
Letting me out, supporting me on the road, you know, not being at all controlling. Isn't he dreadful? I swear to God. Now, I have to say, if I hadn't gone to the, you know, Simpsons and been there, I met a wonderful producer there, Mike Scully, and it turns out he was already a fan of my music.
Brilliant.
What are the chances?
Oh, the chances
and,
are high.
And I know, well, I just done this record at Capitol, I sent it to an advance, and he said, I'm going to put this song into one of the shows, and you are going to be animated. And I thought, yeah. You know, I mean, chalk is cheap in Hollywood. We know this.
Sure.
2 years later, I get a phone call from the Korean art department, where they're all hand-drawn, and they said, please send a headshot. Now, I'm such an idiot, of course. I didn't think this through. I was so excited. I sent them a black and white headshot. Who does that? I ended up being animated, I don't care, with blonde hair, shoulder length. Now, I'm a redhead. I have long hair. But the funniest thing was that, you know, they always over-exaggerate your features. So my nose is something to behold. It's so huge. My eyes are like lakes, pools of blue.
But you're immortalized.
You know, that was one of the most joyful moments of seeing myself. We had a party, screamed out loud. We were just screaming with laughter. It was so good.
Oh, that's great.
And then last year, they got me on the 600th episode to do the song at the end in my very Shirley Bassey-esque James Bond style of the end title.
Terrific.
So they're great people. And I'm honored to be a part of that. And, you know, good grief. The fact it's still going, the fact that my husband is this extraordinary, you know, voice actor that does up to, you know, whatever. It's up to 20, I think, voices. It's a really remarkable thing. Nobody ever thought it would be this big. No one.
You're talking about your nose now, aren't you?
Well, Marty, you have to be personal, don't you?
Well, I just, you know.
You have to see an opening. I have a power nose, Marty. We know this.
A power nose.
Where the voice comes from.
We worry about that. Now, I have been sent a photograph. I see you now. Oh, that's quite something.
Oh.
That's quite something. But listen, when you do all these things,
yes,
like, it makes life interesting. It's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you come along with a project and you think about Peggy Lee and Blossom Dearie and Dinah Wash and all these people that you're trumpeting here as well. It makes life interesting. You're stirring it around a bit. I think that's fantastic.
I'm stirring it around a bit. I'm out here away from the piano, up front, and I'm embodying, I think, the role of the entertainer.
Good
and
for
of
you.
One of those. What, those women, those unapologetically
but you're
powerful
keeping
women.
That music
yeah.
alive
yes.
doing what you do. And
yes, I am.
You know, apart from everything else, it's a great thing to do for that reason alone. Do you
well,
know?
Thank you so much.
But it can be forgotten.
Well, so many of these women, let's be honest, these aren't famous songs. These are songs from the 40s and 50s. These were pop songs of their time. This was the popular music because it was the jazz era. But these women, apart from Peggy Lee, I would say all of these women are pretty much unsung. The Dinah Washington is maybe the next best known, but these are not the songs that were heard by the great audience. These were kept, these were too naughty.
Yes.
So this is a different kind. I mean, I'm not doing the Great American Songbook here. I'm doing songs that really deserve to be heard by women who so deserve to have the light shine upon them.
It's so good. It really is so good. So look, I just want to wish you well. Can we finish up on Tessa's Torch song?
It's
one of my favourites on the album.
It's the single out right now. I would recommend. Digital, whatever you want to call it. But the reason I made it a single is because the video that goes with it, and I would recommend listeners going to the channel Judith Owen on YouTube to see this video, because one of the great things of singing in life or being a musician is getting an opportunity like I got to sing with a big band, like the first song, like this one that we recorded at the Toulouse Theatre in New Orleans, filmed in the theatre. There's nothing like it, Marty. It is the thrill of a lifetime. And, what can I say? It's an extraordinary pleasure and a privilege to do all of that. And I can only say that I hope, thank you again for helping me sell out these shows. Anyone wants to find out where this album is, all platforms, of course. And I think it's at Golden Discs is where the actual physical copy is.
Look at you.
Oh, listen. I'm like a machine.
Ad.
I'm a machine.
You're like an advertising hoarder. Judith, God bless you. You're a great joy, and I wish you well with the concerts, because you've a 7:30 and a 8:30.
On Saturday, yeah.
Thank you so much, and come on and get it. A real joy to talk to you this morning.
Oh, Marty, you're a love. Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye. God bless you.